look at your business and say, what are you doing there? Who are you? Who are you to write a book? Who are you to do this? Who are you to do that? Don't worry. Keep moving. After a while, they will say they know you. They knew you since. Don't let anybody's opinion shape you. Are you with me? Are you hearing what I'm telling you? When I wanted to start New Breed, I went and met a mentor of mine. I know he has forgotten. I said, sir, he was a pastor. I said, sir, please. I'm an engineer, but God has been telling me that. This is what I want to do. I should start a church. When I said, start church, he looked at me. So when God called me to start church, you follow too. I said, sir, it's not like this is what has been, the Lord has been. He didn't say, pray more. He just said, so who will I help your mother? You will leave your work and go and start church. He said, there are many people like you. And in all honesty, is he saying the truth? Yes. Are there people who have run off on their own and had casualties? Yes. He said, see, you're not the first though. There were many people like you, they say they have fire, they're going to start church. You will suffer. That's how he was talking to me. He said, you will suffer. Say, well, do what you say God has called you to do, but me, I'm not in support though. That one you are doing, you are on your own. So I went back to me to go and pray. And as I was praying, I could feel all the things he was saying. You know when butter melts? I felt the fire of the Spirit melt it. And it became like chaff to me, and I just began to rejoice. In 2022, he passed our Port Harcourt church, entered inside. Then he never even reached where he reached now. Then, 2022, he just entered and said, Kai, I'm seeing explosion. Kai, man, you are going somewhere. I knew you were a very focused young man. I wanted to say, sir, you remember? Of course, I'm a wise. I will not say anything. I will just say, we thank God, sir. We bless God. If you meet me on a normal day, my demeanor is a humble demeanor. And God knows that's the truth. But inside of me is a lion. There is an engine that can power the entire world inside. But on a normal day, I want to fly to Lagos. I remember I was being invited to preach somewhere in Abuja. So when they called the guest minister, the way the protocol, I think they intentionally picked all the people in their protocol unit. When you see big people, you know, people that are intimidating. They are not just fat, but tall. Then I was just small, like one speck of. I was just in their middle. It's okay, sit here. The way, especially the ladies, with all those their bombastic makeup and everything, complicated, everything were looking very complicated. And they were like, okay, that's the guest minister. Okay, you can sit down. From their face, you're like, okay. Shall I invite you, Abby? Shall I just sit down? So the first people have spoken, they administered. So right now, to take us further, let's welcome Pastor David Ogenerobo. He's lead pastor of New Breed. They have churches in Port Harcourt, Lagos, Abuja. Yeah. So they clapped, I came, I said, praise the Lord. When I was done with the preaching, the lady came by herself to the mic and said, God forgive me. She said on the mic that, I actually looked down on this guy. He said, I'm overwhelmed. I'm scared. You know when you finish ministering and the church doesn't know whether to clap, to cry. Some people are crying. Some people are shouting. Some people are clapping. Everybody just in disarray. Like, what should we do? Should we? So I dropped the mic. Who should come up? The person should come up. He's like, hey. The person should... Praise the Lord. Don't look at people's faces. Number two, why people struggle with bravery? The fear of failure. What if it does not work? What if I pray for the sick and the sick is not healed? You have prayed. Oh, yes. I've prayed for somebody before. The person dropped her crutches and walked. I pray for that person after, not some too far away, some days after. That one did not drop his crutches. In fact, the man died. He died 1 week after. I said, God, what went wrong? And I prayed and fasted till the Lord replied me. He said, it is not all about you. Oh. Pastor David. See, you better keep on trying. Every time it looks like you failed, you did not fail. In life, we don't lose. We either win or we learn. In life, we don't lose. We either win or we learn. In life, we don't lose. We either win or we learn. The fear of failure. Ah, my God. Peter, leave the boat and come and walk with me on the sea. And Peter coming, he was afraid. So he began to walk on water because Jesus was calling him. And then he began to look at the winds and the waves boisterous. And he began to sink. Let me tell you something. One key in walking in bravery. Whenever you are taking a brave step in life, never consider the option of failure. Failure is not an option. See, failure is not an option. Can you say it after me? Failure is not an option. When you are taking audacious steps, don't start saying, what if? Just go. Just move. Are you with me? Praise the Lord. Are you blessed? Fear of failure. What if I do this thing and it does not work? Try again. Oh, it failed. Strike again. It failed. Strike again. Strike again. God. Keep striking. In fact, I can teach you because I found out when in praying for the sick, if you have ever prayed for the sick before, I mean, people who are chronically sick, maybe blind, deaf, dumb. I can't say I have all the experience, but I've had some experience. Are you with me? Let me tell you something. Never you pray for the sick with the mind that it will not happen. And when you are praying for the sick, do it with authority. Don't say, Father, heal them. Let them be healed. No. That's not how to do it. Open. See, you must insist on the authority you have. Don't put failure, see, as an option. First of all, you need to ask yourself, is the name of Jesus powerful? Is the name of Jesus powerful? Yeah. So if it is powerful, that's how, let me tell you, if you don't understand what I'm saying, you'll be waiting to see physical results before you believe. No, you believe to see physical results. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You learn to insist. Insist. Yesterday, when we were praying for the sick initially, some people were laughing. Do you know who remembers? Some people were laughing. But me, David, look at your laugh. Now you call me. Who be you? The power will hit you. Are you getting what I'm saying? When I was casting out the dumb spirit, initially, nothing happened. By the third shout, I saw the spirit vibrate. I said, okay, I knew. I knew. So after me, there is no failure in my eye. I don't see failure. It cannot but work. It will work. It must work. Some of you, oh my God, some of you, you have not even started a business. What if it does not sell? Stop that. Stop that. It will sell. Listen, there is nothing like, will new breed ever grow? What will happen? What if we are going to be here for? It's not possible. From this hall, we'll move to a bigger hall. We will buy more lands. New breed city, Agege. New breed city, Lekki. New breed city, Maryland. That's the only thing that's going to be possible. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And finally, why do people struggle with bravery? The love of comfort or the fear of discomfort. Some people are not brave.
Not because they don't know that they should be brave, but they know that bravery will cost a demand. Bravery will put a demand on them. And they are not ready for the demand. They like to enjoy. They don't want to stretch themselves. You see, the aeroplane, the safest place for an aeroplane is on land. The safest place for an aircraft is to be in the garage. But that was not what it was made for. That's not what it was made for. The safest place for a ship is to be on land. But that's not what it was made for. If the ship is on land, even if it falls, you can carry it back up, Abby. But that's not what it was made for. Let me tell you, until you die, you will never become. You must step out of your comfort zone. Step out of your comfort zone. Go and work hard. Push yourself. Get better. Improve yourself. Tell your neighbor, not your neighbor, improve yourself. Get better. Oh, you did it the first time they criticized you. Take it with all joy. Go and work hard. Push. Step out of the comfort zone. Let me tell you, one sign you know that you are making progress is that you're under pressure. Oh, yes. One of the ways you know you are making progress in life is that you are feeling the stretch between where you are and between where you ought to be. When you are stretching to be what God has called you to be, you will feel the pull on you. Are you with me? Some people, do you know why they are misbehaving? There is nothing stretching them. You have time, they have time to watch all the pornographic nonsense because there is no burden on their life. How? Which time do I have to do that? Pastor David, I don't have time to, I don't know what it is to be tempted. Say, I'm just being tempted. I just want to go and watch one funny thing or one naked girl. Me. I'm praying for land in Abuja, Port Harcourt, and Lagos. God gave us opportunity to pay 100 million for 16 plots. And I will leave that one and be looking at you. Oh, your whole body that needs repentance. Come on, shift. In Abuja, where we are based, if you come out in the night, some places you see all those. You can't tempt me, sorry. Except you will pray with the prayer with me that will bet the resources. Which time do I before you even start thinking that line, they will just call you, Pastor, my sister is sick. Can you pray? Yeah, I will start generator that time. Makata kabore sekete le kabalabalata imbarata. They are healed in the name of Jesus. So by the time you do that one for 1 hour, you will forget. Many people are misbehaving. They have time for rubbish because they are still in their comfort zone. Pastor, I don't have a job. Oh, yeah, write down 1,000 places and start applying. 1,000 applications. Have you applied for 1,000 places before? And as you are applying, you are learning things. You are learning skills. Don't sit down at home morning till night eating cornflakes and curry saying that there is no job. Wake up and do something. Build yourself. Learn. Don't just open the internet and be watching movies. Watch, you watch, watch. You're even tired. Your eyes are paining you, but you're still watching. Open Udemy. Take a course. Start learning. Open YouTube. Make yourself a student of a school. Go and download all the modules. Learn one thing. Some of you, in 9 months' time, you can become a data analyst. In 9 months' time, you can learn something. Start programming. Start coding. Start doing something. Learn a skill. Build yourself. Step out of your comfort zone. You have a business. Nobody's patronizing you. Wake up in the morning. Pray in tongues for 3 hours. 5 o'clock to 8 o'clock. Go to photocopy. Go to business center. Print handbills of your business. Print 1,000 copies. Say, today, I must have customer. After you pray in tongues, go and share. Go and share. Okay, I come up for here. They give them. Somebody will keep that paper inside his bag. One day you will remember you said you are doing that thing. Let me even call this person. Your change has started. Are you hear what I'm saying? Praise the Lord. If I'm sounding hard, I'm sorry. Praise the Lord. We're out of time, but God will help me. So quickly, how do you roar? Or how do you build bravery? Number one, get a word from the Lord. Find a direction for your life. Moses had a burning bush encounter. In the privacy of your heart, sit with God. What is God saying about your life? Get a direction for your life. Get a word from the Lord. So, why am I saying this? Bravery is not just an attempt in the dark. It's not just being ambitious in the dark. You don't even know anything. Say, I can jump from the Tower of Babel and just go anywhere. I can do anything. No. There is a direction to bravery. Are you with me? Okay, this is the path God wants me to be. On this path, I will choose to be brave. Are you with me? Get a word from the Lord for your life. Number two, take the word of the Lord to the place of prayer. So, all the getting a word from the Lord for your life is all the things we've been talking about. Have a secret devotion. Get your roots inside, the spiritual roots. Some of you need to pray. Thank God, 1 month has gone. You have 11 months. Some of you need to take some day and pray, Lord, what will you want me to invest my time in? God can show you a business. He can show you salt business. He can show you fish business. He can show you something to learn. Are you with me? Pray. Sometimes it may not come in terms of a vision. It can just come with something stirring in your heart. Some of you, you say, okay, God, you like music. Okay, wake up in the morning. Okay, what will I do? This music now that I see that I want to invest my life and my time in. Okay, I don't have all the sophisticated gadgets, but I can sing, Abi. You start singing and recording your songs. You record 100 songs. Are you with me? Then you start praying about it, praying about it, praying about it. So, get the word from the Lord. Number two, take the word to the place of prayer until it becomes a flame. Please don't be tired. Tell your neighbor, don't be tired. I think I may have to continue next week. But I will just read out all the points. Are you with me? And then break it down much more. Maybe during the midweek service. Midweek service, we're supposed to talk about love. But if I cannot teach it during the midweek service, I will create a special service and teach this again. Is that okay? Is that okay? But let me read out all the points. So, number one, get a word from the Lord. Number two, take the word to the place of prayer until it becomes a flame. Number three, by meditation and declaration. By meditation and declaration. You know, even that verse that we read in Joshua chapter 1, verse 8, where he says, this book of the Lord shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate during day and night. That word meditate is actually, you can break it down into three levels. There is a level of thinking the word of God. There is a level of talking the word of God. And there is, in the Hebrew, that same word meditate, there is a level of roaring the word of God. Yes. You know, it has happened to some of you before. When you are just thinking about the word of God, greater is he that is in me. Greater is he that is in me. I will never face what is bigger than what is in me. Greater is he that is in me. After a while, you don't know when you start saying, greater! Greater is he that is in me. I have overcome the world. Are you with me? That's how I meditate. When we have the projects that we are going to embark on. Pastor David, 1 hectare of land, 16 plots. 100 million, but my God shall supply. Atakapala, atakapande. My God shall supply all my needs according to his riches in glory. Oh, the cattle on a thousand hills, they belong unto the king. The cattle on a thousand hills, they belong unto the king. Let me tell you, the pressure is first put on the Lord before anybody. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. So, number one is what? Get a word from the Lord. Number two, take the word to the place of prayer till it becomes a flame. Number three, by meditation and declaration. Number four, by prophetic examples. Isaiah 51 from verse 1. It says, hearken unto me, ye that follow after righteousness, ye that seek the Lord. Look unto the rock whence ye are hewn, and to the hole of the pit whence ye are digged. Everybody read verse 2. Look unto Abraham your father and unto Sarah that bare you. For I called him alone and blessed him and increased him. So he says, look to Abraham. Now, guess what? Follow me. When God was trying to show Abraham possibility, there was nobody Abraham could look at. So God told Abraham, look at the stars and count the stars. But after Abraham fulfilled that divine possibility, God told everybody not to look to the stars anymore, but to look at Abraham. Are you getting this? Let me tell you, anybody that will become anything, you must see, there is an impartation that comes when you see what is possible. Are you getting me? This thing is important too. Nobody would have thought of walking on water until Jesus did it. And Peter saw it and said, if it's you, bid me to come. You want to be great? Go and get examples of that greatness. Go and be looking at it. Look at it till something happens to you. You know, in preparing for this crusade, my faves, T.L. Osborne, Reinhard Bonnke. So I used to think that T.L. Osborne is, some of you may not like understand what I'm saying, but you will get it, sir. I used to think T.L. Osborne is the father of modern evangelism in terms of big, big crusades. I did not know that there was a time in T.L. Osborne's life when he was struggling to see miracles and struggling to preach the gospel. And T.L. Osborne, I was watching it and I was like, wow. And guess who inspired T.L. Osborne? William Branham. He said, T.L. Osborne said he had been praying that he has never seen a life miracle before. Like, some of you saw a life miracle for the first time yesterday, right? He had not seen it before and he was wondering. Like, God. And then William Branham came to his city. All the people that he looked up to, they had, before he goes to meet them, they had died. Charles Parham, Amy McPherson, they all died. They told him William Branham was coming to his city and William Branham was doing the miraculous and he was looking like this. And while there, he was just crying, praying to God. And the next morning, Jesus walked into his room and said, you are ready. Prophetic examples. Prophetic examples. Let me not talk too much on this. Praise the Lord. Number four, dare to move in faith. Dare to move in faith. Okay, number five, please. Is dare to move in faith. Dare to move in faith. Praise the Lord. I have a story to share with you on that, but you can read it. 2 Kings chapter 7 from verse 1 to 9. I've shared it before. It's about the four lepers. They were leprous, four leprous men who were outside the city gate. And Elisha, the prophet, had given a word that God is going to provide food because the city was in famine. And why were they in famine? They were in famine because the Syrian army had encamped around Israel and shut food from coming to the city. And so the city was so impoverished and in poverty that nobody believed the word of Elisha. But Elisha has given the word. Remember, number one was what? Get the word from the Lord, right? So there was already a word of God hanging in the air. And these four leprous men were outside the city gates and they were outside the camp. And in those days, when you are a leper, if there is no healing for you, you will stay outside and die. So these four lepers told themselves, if we stay outside the city, we are going to die. If we go into the city, they will kill us too because we are leprous. Okay, this is what we are going to do. We are not just going to sit here and die. In fact, if you read it in 2 Kings chapter 7, they said, why sit we here till we die? Are you getting me? Now, the Bible did not say God told them to move. On their own, they just said, why sit we here until we die? If we go into the city, they will kill us. If we stay here, hunger will kill us. Okay, let us better go so that they will kill us there. Sometimes, that thing that is pushing you to do something, it may be a divine coincidence. They did not know that there was a prophetic word around that season. There was a prophetic word waiting for somebody to move and activate it. And by the time the four leprous men began to move, the Bible says that God used their steps to scare away the Syrian army. My question is, couldn't God, listen, pay attention, couldn't God have scared away the Syrian army without the leprous people moving? He could have done it. But that tells you something. God is not just, he's not a magician. God needs to collaborate with the actions of men to get things done. It's a miracle working God. Are you with me? Why can't God just throw his power and some people will just be healed? Why do people have to pray? Because God moves in response to the actions of men. Are you with me? You have a part to play. Sometimes you have to dare to move in faith. And finally, how do you build bravery? By the anointing. People forget that before David went to meet Goliath, he was anointed. And the anointing made him run after Goliath. Run after Goliath. You can see that in 1 Samuel chapter 17, I think from verse 48, Bible says that, and it came to pass, when the Philistine arose and came and drew nigh to meet David, that David hasted and ran. So David was not doing like this. He was not doing the catapult like the sling like this. No, he was going after. Like you are seeing opposition and you are running to it. The anointing had done something, and that anointing is coming upon you today. Yes. How does it come? Oh, the Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter 1 from verse 6 to 7. It says, I put you in remembrance to stir up the gift of God which is in thee. Are you timid? Go and stir up the gift of God which is in thee. Which was put on thee by the laying on of my hands. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. 2 Timothy chapter 1 from verse 6 to 7. Wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. For God has not given us the spirit of fear. So you stir it up. You are feeling weary. You are feeling timid. You stand up in the night. Yahweh Sabaoth, Yahweh Sabaoth, Yahweh Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts, the King of glory, Yahweh Sabaoth, Yahweh Sabaoth. And then when you finish singing, you say, the Lord has anointed me. The Lord has anointed me to make the impossible possible. I cannot fail. I cannot be defeated. I have a sound mind. I have the spirit of power within me. I have the spirit of power within me. My hands are anointed to fight. I bring down the giants. I bring down the mountains. It is bread for me. I am more than a conqueror. It is bread for me. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. I cannot be cut short. You know what? Jump on your feet.